how to make a great impression on college coaches. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 50. It's the Big 5-0, and I'm John Fugler. Welcome aboard to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm your recruiting and scholarship coach. I've been doing this, I think, now for a couple years, and we finally hit episode 50. It wasn't too long ago that I said, let's do this every week. And since I've done that, it's been exciting, going shorter but more often and giving you some bite-sized chunks of things to hang on to. And today it's how to make a great impression on college coaches. In fact, how to make a great first impression on college coaches is where I'm going to land. You may have a school that you just haven't been able to make a good impression on yet, can't get noticed. Whether you started in this process or not, I think what I'll share with you here will be helpful. You might be thinking things like this. How can I stand out when coaches come see me compete? How can I stand out among all the others out there? How can I rise higher on a coach's list of prospects? Or how can I let a coach know that I know that I even exist? You know, those kinds of questions that come to mind, I understand that. I've dedicated an entire chapter in my new book, which comes out August 3rd, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, to this, how to make a great first impression on college coaches. So what we go through in this episode will be taken from the content in that book. You get a free preview here. And looking forward, August 3rd, it's coming out. I misspoke last time and said August 1st. It's Thursday, August 1st, August 3rd. Get that right again. Thursday the 3rd. I can say that. And I'll remember that too. It'll be available on Amazon. The reason I put this together is after 15 years, I had not written a book. I've written a manual, workbook, articles, blog posts, all sorts of things, but something that is self-contained that you can just grab very inexpensively on Amazon and have what you need, that the tools, the information, the knowledge you need to put into action to get an athletic scholarship. And so I thought, well, I've done all these other things. Let's just land this thing and write a book. So the book comes out August 3rd, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. And I'll let you know. I'll be making a big deal about it. Yeah, promotion and all that good stuff. Kind of like you do as an athlete. You want to promote yourself to coaches? Well, I'm going to promote this book to you. But I'm also going to give you some of the content of the book in advance. You know what it's all about, like I'm going to do in this episode. In fact, the things that you can expect in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook is very little theory, but instead much that you can act on. And that's who I am as a scholarship coach. I don't give you just theory. The things that you get are the kinds of things when you act on them, it'll get you closer to an athletic scholarship. You'll get everything you need to know to get a scholarship and how to put it into action. That's a big deal. It's a playbook because it's dynamic. I wanted it to be represented like that in the title. It takes you from the whiteboard, you could say, to on the field action. And that's what you need to do. You're not going to get a scholarship by just being there. You'll hear from other parents too. I've collected a lot of comments, stories from other parents and families who have gone through the process with their kids and they've gotten results. So you'll find out why they got results. Those are interspersed in the book. You'll save time and money in the recruiting process. I guarantee you that. And you'll also have clarity in this wild world called recruiting and scholarships. You'll have clarity. That's what I needed when I went through this, when we did as a family, my wife and I with our twin sons. We needed clarity because it's not that we didn't have too much information. These days with the internet, you got too much information. We didn't have any information, hardly anything at all. Really, I would say zero. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give us a zero. So when somebody came along and really spelled it out for us, in fact, they offered a book and I snapped it up real quickly. We were in a gymnasium at the high school. I remember with, I took my sons to this and this speaker, I don't even remember his name now, but man, he made sense and went through some things in about 30 to 45 minutes that made sense to me. Had his book. Like I said, I was the first one in line. I got it, spent the $10, I think it was. And that was the start for us. That was the beginning of the knowledge. Then we had Jeff, who came alongside us as an expert to help us put this knowledge into action. And as a result, our twin sons were able to get that fully paid education, each of them. They ended up going to the same school and competing in the sport they love. It was a good story. It was real. It was us. And we're real grateful for the way that worked out. Really blessed. So what I wanted to do is then take information that I've learned over the last 15 years, put them in this book so you can have it. You can grab it, whether it's the ebook. I'll have a Kindle version, and I'll have a paperback version as well if you want to hold it and write in it and all that. And that all comes out August 3rd. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Want to let you have something else that's available on my website. I've had this up for a while, so if you haven't gotten it yet, make sure you do. How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. Now, my book's going to be longer than 4 pages. This document, this little guide, is 4 pages long. How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. It's kind of a starter. It's a place to start. You don't need a whole book. You can start with this, and it'll lay out some principles for you. In fact, I call them the 3 laws of recruiting. I lay those out for you. You get that at recruitme.com. Recruit-me.com. Chris told me this. He said, as a parent and a prospective student athlete, you might be willing to put in the time and effort to receive your reward. A college scholarship is the prize. He didn't say you might be willing, but really he said you must be willing to put in the time and effort to receive your reward. He went on to say, I've made contact with over 15 schools and received responses from each, with the exception of one, within 1 week. And we look forward to the day when we can say that a scholarship has been offered and accepted. Chris and his son, a great example of making a great first impression on coaches. So sent out letters at that time and emails to 15 schools, contacted 15 schools, and 14 of them wrote back. Now, that's a high percentage. I mean, that's huge. But what Chris did was followed principles that made sure that the first impression was a good one so coaches would respond, and that dialogue has begun. So what did Chris do? I want to lay that out for you in this episode. This is something that will help you make that good first impression. It's not just what to do, but it's how to do it. I call it an introductory package that you want to be sending college coaches. That's a cover letter or email. And these days it's the email, plus an attachment, a player profile. A cover letter or player profile, you can consider the player profile a resume. So it's really short. So is the email as well. Another parent that I know, Todd, he and his son got together on this. They sent out 55 of these introductory packets to make that good first impression. And they started receiving responses from coaches within a week. This happens. And it's not unusual when you do it right. His son heard from 20 coaches during their initial push. And Todd said that the correspondence continues to flow in. The process has opened the doors and has put his son on the radar of coaches. Those are two real families, and you could have a parallel story to them. The beginning of the process is so important. And if you're stalled along the way, you can regroup and restart. And that's what this episode is all about. So that introductory package is the way that you can make a great first impression on coaches. That's the what. But the how is just as important. It's not just sending it to them, but how do you put this together, and what does it look like, and what is this process? Before I get there, you might be asking the question, okay, so I go to these websites of these programs, of these colleges and universities. Let's say it's basketball. My kid wants to play basketball, and there's the recruiting questionnaire, the form that they're asking you to fill out. Just fill out all that. It takes 20, 30 minutes, maybe 60 minutes to fill that out. Why don't I just do that? Why don't we just, I mean, they want us to do that. Let's just get that filled out. And my answer to that is, you don't want to introduce yourself using these. There'll be a time when you'll complete these, but don't use that as your first introduction. So you want an introduction that's great, one that's memorable, that one that makes you or your son or daughter stand out. If you fill out the questionnaire, you're doing the same thing hundreds of other athletes are doing. Let's do something different, stand out, and be noticed. That's an important point. I just want to make that point as we get into this, because you may be thinking about that if you've done any searching through some of the websites. So here is the basics of your cover or intro letter, or if you're sending an email, this is in the body of the email, which is your cover letter. You want to make it your letter. It's got to be personal. That's one point. Comes from the athlete. Parents, you're not sending this on behalf of your athlete. Your athlete is sending it. You can help them write this. The coaches want to build the relationship with your son or daughter. Help your kid craft the letter. Don't do it for them. Make sure it is from them. Secondly, the key to an effective letter to get that great first impression is to make it brief. It's the goal of the letter is not to share your life story. That's where some families go wrong. They write this long dissertation about the accomplishments of the athlete. It just goes on and on, 2-3 pages long. Coaches aren't looking at that. This is they're screening right now. They don't want the depth. They just want to know what is that first impression, and you want to cause them to respond back to you where you can give them more information. So that the details will come later, but a long introductory letter or email will turn off the coach quickly. He's probably only going to read the first few paragraphs anyway. The letter, if it were a written, hard copy letter that we used to have athletes send out, it would be one page. So you're talking 4 or 5 paragraphs. Every word counts. If it's an email now, you can judge that. What is a one page when it comes to email? I'm saying 4 or 5 paragraphs. You just need to make sure that is brief, okay? And not to have a lot of stray words. You choose your words carefully. In fact, it's the third thing I wanted to mention here. You shouldn't just write whatever comes to your mind. In fact, you should choose your words carefully so you communicate the key elements that will get the coach's attention. The fifth thing about this letter or email is it needs to tell the truth. Yeah, you want to get the coach's attention, but please tell the truth. Don't over sensationalize. Present the student athlete, present yourself in the best light, but don't exaggerate, because the coach is going to see that. Maybe not in this initial letter, but the coach is going to find out in investigating further and watching your video and as you go through this process. And then finally, in this introductory letter that is going to get the coach's attention, is be interesting. Communicate the kinds of things that will get the coach's interest. Make him or her want to know more about you enough so that they'll write back to you. They'll begin this dialogue. Don't be dull and boring, only telling facts, but have some life. Let them see your heart and your passion for your sport. So that's the introductory letter that I wanted to share with you. I'm going to be covering it in more detail in the book. I've got a couple more minutes. I'm going to go over time by just about a minute because I want to share what each paragraph is about in this letter. First of all, first paragraph is the who, what, where, and when. Introduce yourself and your intentions with a one-sentence opening paragraph. Secondly, athletic ability, second paragraph. Tell about 3 or 4 of your athletic accomplishments and impressive stats from your most recent season. Third thing is any personal information. This has to be 1 or 2 sentences. Why do you enjoy competing in your sport? Man, just answer that. Make that, in fact, get it down to one sentence from your heart. Why do you enjoy competing in your sport? The coach catches your heart, man, he or she is going to be attracted to that. They just don't want a talented athlete. They want a talented athlete with heart. Then the fourth paragraph is, I call this currently. What are you doing currently in your sport? For instance, you may be in season or playing on an off-season club team. You may be taking lessons of some kind. You may be planning to go to a summer camp in your sport. You can also mention academics at this point with your grade point average or SAT scores. And then finally, how. This is, again, getting back to the heart. And be interesting in this. So how. How will you benefit the team that you're writing to? What will you bring to the program with your abilities, your skills, your character, and your work ethic? Because the coaches want to see how you're going to be a benefit to them. Time has gone quickly here, and that is, as we get started here, I think in the next episode I'll continue in this topic about making a good first impression. I didn't want to just rush through it. These are the elements in that introductory letter or email that will help you make a good first impression on coaches and get things started. Remember, don't just go to the website and fill out the questionnaire or the online form. You take the initiative, you stand out, put together an email or a letter that has these five things in there. The who, what, when, and where, athletic abilities, something personal, currently what you're up to academically and athletically, and then how will you benefit the team that you're writing to. Well, that's it for now. That's a little glimpse of what's going to be in the book. You have to look forward to that. And thank you for joining me. I'll catch you again next Tuesday.